Joining us on Static this evening from Melbourne, we say a big Happy New Year to Lewis Coleman. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you very much. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm glad that you got your album out at the end of 2020, Lewis, because it had already been, what, 5 years in the making? So I'm happy that you didn't let it clock over to this year. You snuck it out at the end of last year.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my 2019 resolution was to get that album out, and I am very glad that I was only a year off with that.
I noticed the vinyl came right down to the wire, though. That came out even closer to Christmas. It was like the last thing out of Santa's workshop.
Yeah, I was delivering it. I was driving it around to people, kind of the Melbourne local deliveries on like Christmas Eve and stuff. I definitely felt like Santa. And I think any more days, if I delivered the artwork or stuff, you know, a day or so later, it would have been delayed till potentially now. So, yeah, fortunate.
And because it took so long, it must have been a very different Lewis that set out on that journey to make the album.
Yeah, I reckon there's probably been a few different versions of Lewis that have found themselves on this record, but they're all Lewis's that I reckon I could still probably get along with and chat to and hang out with to some extent, I would hope.
You noted that it was written and self-produced across 5 years in five bedrooms as well, Lewis. So does that mean you've moved house that many times while you were making the album?
Yeah. I mean, the first bedroom was my family home at my parents' house when I was finishing uni. And then I finally, you know, I moved out of home for the first time. And so I guess when you're starting to do that, agents, they're really taking a chance on you when you're 21 and moving into your first house with no other rental history. So I guess there were a series of kind of 1 year and short leases between houses. And so now I've gotten to the bracket of being in places for 2 years, which is pretty good. I feel quite established and adults that, you know, they'll give you a lease for a couple of years.
So there must have been a bit of packing down and then unpacking the home studio over those few years as well.
Yeah, that's happened a lot. I really don't want to do it again, but it seems like I'm going to have to move again in October. So, yeah.
Are you an annoying flatmate? Is that part of the reason as well? Is it that Lewis cranking his music up again?
Yeah, it sounds like I am. It sounds like people just want to keep moving me on. Nah, I think I'm pretty good. I'm a pretty considered housemate. Well, maybe one day we can get housemates on the interview as well, and they can, you know, vouch for me.
They can verify you're good, yeah.
Yeah.
And you've also then said that calling the album Method of Places is a house of memory and you want people to walk through it. So it sort of speaks volumes about the environments that it's been made in.
Yeah, that's it. I spent a fair bit of time thinking about what I was going to call this record. And it was like, what is it? What is it that ties all this stuff together? And yeah, I guess it came back to the fact that, I mean, the album was time that was spent kind of reflecting in my room, in my different rooms, processing stuff that was going on externally, but weaving it all together in these different home spaces and stuff. And so that was kind of part of the reason for the title and, yeah, among some other stuff.
It was also a welcome break from the way you had been working, right? You were the founding guitarist of jazz funk crew, the Cactus Channel, which formed when you were in high school and I'm guessing was a very collaborative process.
Yeah. So that was my first band was the Cactus Channel, and it functioned completely differently. There was 10 of us at a time, and we would go to rehearsals and write stuff on the spot and rehearse and really make music together. And we've developed a really special relationship with each other for that now. And we still make music in lots of different ways with that. And I guess making the solo project wasn't like, it was happening at the same time. Like I started making this album mid making lots of stuff with Cactus, but it was just like another outlet for me to, you know, I'm not particularly technically amazingly proficient and like a great improviser. So I really enjoy the amount of time spent to, like, I have ideas in my head and to figure that out. And so I think a good thing for me just to take time and try and nut out some of these composition stuff for myself.
It's also interesting, Lewis, that you made this album concurrently with the last Cactus Channel album, which found you finding more of a voice anyway, because the first two records were instrumental. But on the 2017 record, you had started doing some crooning. So were you kind of emboldened by that?
Yeah, that was it. I guess I'd written enough songs of my own as Lewis, and I started playing a couple of little shows that were kind of like me doing solo, kind of like karaoke with my own tracks. And so, yeah, it just got to the Cactus record, and we'd done a few collaborations with Sam Cromack and Nick Murphy, or Chet Faker, and we were just kind of like, oh, what, you know, we can sing. Or some of you, and then I was like, oh, I can sing. We could give it a go.
Everyone looked around the room and landed on you and went, right, you're it.
yeah, exactly. So, I mean, yeah, that was good. I got to play some shows, and I mean, I listened back on that record and I'm like, I really like it, but I'm also like, yeah, that's me still learning to be confident with singing and stuff. And so, I feel glad that there's been a progression and that I had that opportunity to kind of hone that there with Cactus.
A lot of doing that, sort of stepping up to the mic, must be part of also finding a different identity for yourself. And this album opens with this eerie pay-end to changing your identity in the song Face Transplant. Its lyrics are, I got a face transplant and it's coming alive. So were you thinking about that as well, of finding your own stamp or identity in making a solo record?
Yeah, for sure. It wasn't something that was front and center of my musical landscape, kind of fronting something. And I've always been kind of interested as to how I appear as a person or as an act in front of people. Like, I don't quite know where I sit and where it, what, how, when people come and see me, like where, I don't know what they view in relation to me with other acts and stuff. Not that I necessarily need to be, but it's more just like, I've kind of been like, whoa, what do I look like? What do I sound like? Especially with Cactus originally, yeah, because I didn't used to do, when we were an instrumental band, it was Henry, the bass player, who would do all the talking in between. And so naturally when I started singing, it was like, well, now I have to talk. And so that was another kind of identify, like, it's like, well, this is completely kind of new to me.
So you had to polish up your banter as well as your singing.
Yeah, and Cactus were kind of already kind of established, and so we'd have people at our shows, and so it was kind of like, it was a bit daunting because it was like, oh, there's a few hundred people here and I am very new to talking to them.
Lewis, I love the fact that you've also allowed more dread and unease in your solo material, and this album seems to chronicle a few dark nights of the soul.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? There's a few, I kind of find myself slipping into that. I feel like I'm a generally kind of happy person, but yeah, that's stuff, I think I gravitate towards those kind of moods kind of naturally when I'm writing music.
It's almost meta in a way as well. A song like Going Your Way is an ode to self-doubt and procrastination, with lyrics about spending each day on the web clicking links, which is something you were probably doing as well if you're working on your own and there's not other people looking over your shoulder.
Yeah, that's totally it. There's lots of just time spent, and I've learned now to seek out help a little bit more. I'll seek out opinion and guidance because it makes me go a lot faster than how I was traveling just by myself, trying to mix it all and being the boss of every aspect of it was quite tricky. It was good, but it was like I was never going to completely finish it. There was always going to be something that was niggling me about it, or you know, I'd push one bit into line, maybe in a mix, and then another bit would pop out. And
from what I know as well, when people make a record on their own, you keep going back and reworking or erasing things rather than, you know, maybe the first take or the first idea was the best one. So you can kind of go down this rabbit hole.
Yeah. And you feel yourself doing it and you're like, I know that what I'm doing is not right, but I am still doing it and I must stop now because this is not, like, I'm just deleting takes now because I'm just, I don't know, just not feeling it. But it's like, oh, yeah, it's a crazy rabbit hole.
I also do want to point out, Lewis, that you're not completely a no-mates. There are 8 other players on this record, so you have brought in plenty of friends for some embellishments.
Yeah, I have. At least kind of one person on each track to at least show and for me to bounce something off. And it's really nice having your good friends immortalized and preserved in a record.
They can also finally say, oh, that thing we did 5 years ago, yeah, it's coming out, great.
Yeah, actually, there's a few friends from uni that I hadn't seen that much since then, which is like 6 years ago now. And there's like some tracks that we recorded in a class in uni and now I'm crediting them on the record and they've delivered it to some of them. And it's just, it's a, quite a funny thing. It's like I'm finally handing in this assignment that was due like, you know, 6 years ago.
Well, if you're on a 2-year lease now, Lewis, it's time to get the next one out by 2023, I reckon.
Yeah, I hope so.
Fingers crossed for that. But for now, we might have a listen to a song off of Method of Places called Is This Me Now, which is in some way about an experience with hallucinogens.
Yeah, it is in some way. It's kind of about feeling that you may have actually kind of broken yourself, and it's like, oh no, am I going to get out of this?
All right, we'll drop now, Lewis, and listen to the song.
Yep.
It was great to talk to you on Static this evening. Look after yourself down there. One day, borders will be open and you'll be able to come visit us.
Yeah, I really hope so. I've been trying to plan to do that, but I would absolutely love to. I've been getting some lovely support up in Sydney. But thanks so much for having me on the show.
It was a pleasure, Lewis. And this is This Me Now from Lewis Coleman on Static. Thanks.
Thank you. So